9, the final score. And Matt, that was a tough one. A tough day all around for the girls and for yourself personally.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff going on out there today, and you can kind of see it in the play and the performance. A lot of emotions. The girls responded pretty well in the very beginning throughout, but that's a tough team to play against. I mean, they're knocking down shots left and right in the beginning, which was kind of tough. We try to tweak some things because we know they're a quick team and try to slow them down a little bit, which worked for a little while, but obviously you got to try to fight back in those type of situations.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of weapons, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, they got people that were shooting from the outside. I mean, they were shooting like 6% from the outside. That's what's tough to kind of battle that and try to handle your composure in those situations, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and we turn the ball over a lot, obviously, and a lot of that is, I mean, 29 turnovers, that's, you can't have that.
No, you can't. I mean, if you can take a positive from it, I guess it's one less than the last time we played against them, in a way, but we also forced them to 10 turnovers, which is about 7 less than last time, but you got to take the positives. I mean, we shot from the line. That was the one thing that was going for us in the first half, at least, and it breached out to the second half, and we got some shots knocked down from Julianne and Haley from the outside. We were just out of cold streak, and you can't start off that cold in a game like this.
No. Matt, now that they got this one out of the way, we knew how tough it was going to be given the situation, but everything is still there for the Norse basketball team in front of us with the big game Wednesday night.
Right, exactly. I mean, I was telling everybody that was coming out, you know, I appreciated their time and their commitment to what we were trying to do. And given the circumstances now that we're in the situation that we're in, this season's not over yet. This team has definitely got a lot of resilience. And we're going to be going back to the drawing board and figuring out how we can play a little bit faster. How can we, you know, do the right things and get those, you know, this one out of our way and start really focusing on the one important game that we got coming up, which is next Wednesday against Skogebic.
Yeah, that's an awfully tough game, and Bryant Stratton did 99-33 against Skogebic last night, so this Bryant Stratton team's just had a good weekend.
Right, they have. They've been shooting the ball extremely well, at least today. If you look at their stat line throughout the season, they weren't shooting it nearly as well, so that's why I try to switch things a little bit to try to pack it in, because I knew they're so athletic and long to be able to get to the paint and whatnot. So, you know, you just got to try to make those slight changes and tweaks. But, I mean, there's some teams that you got to put a little extra pressure on. There's some teams you just got to buy into some different principles.
Well, I know the girls will be raring to go Wednesday night. And so I give you a lot of credit for taking things the way you did today and showing a lot of class, and the girls too. And now we move on, right?
Right. It's all you can do. Plan and prepare. I'm happy for the opportunity. And this is a great group of girls. I couldn't be asked for a better team to just try to hold the reins in and do it.
All right, Matt, we'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks, Zach.
Okay, Matt Gregory.